This is the Power of Your Subconscious Mind podcast, a chapter-by-chapter reading of Joseph Murphy's The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, which is in the public domain. This book was written in 1963, and although the language is a bit arcane at times, the concepts are still cutting edge. I'm your host, Lane Smith Brown, and I am a coach at lanesmithbrown.com and the host of the Unleash Your Life podcast. I help my students apply the concepts in this book by helping them understand what is really playing in their subconscious mind. That's a mystery to most people, and why so many people read or listen to this book and don't get the results they want. Check out the links in the show notes or go directly to lanesmithbrown.com. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, brought to you by WeirdHummingbirds.com. This book is in the public domain. Chapter 15, Your Subconscious Mind and Your Happiness. William James, father of American psychology, said that the greatest discovery of the 19th century was not in the realm of physical science. The greatest discovery was the power of the subconscious, touched by faith. In every human being, there is a limitless reservoir of power that can overcome any problem in the world. True and lasting happiness will come into your life the day you get the clear realization that you can overcome any weakness, the day you realize that your subconscious can solve your problems, heal your body, and prosper you beyond your fondest dreams. You may have been very happy when you became engaged to the partner of your dreams. You may have felt happy when you graduated from college, when you got married, when your first child was born, or when you won a great victory or prize. You could go on and list other experiences that have made you happy. However, no matter how marvelous these experiences are, they do not give real lasting happiness. They are transitory. The book of Proverbs gives the answer, "Whosoever trusteth in the Lord is happy." When you trust in the Lord, or the power and wisdom of your subconscious mind, to lead, guide, and govern and direct all your ways, you will become poised, serene, and relaxed. As you radiate love, peace, and goodwill to all, you are really building a superstructure of happiness for all the days of your life. You must choose happiness. Happiness is a state of mind. There is a phrase in the Bible that says, "Choose ye this day whom ye will serve." You have the freedom to choose happiness. This may seem extraordinarily simple, and it is. Perhaps this is why people stumble on the way to happiness. They do not see the simplicity of the key to happiness. The great things of life are simple, dynamic, and creative. They produce well-being and happiness. St. Paul reveals to you how you can think your way into a life of dynamic power and happiness in these words. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Philippians 4:8. How to choose happiness. Begin now to choose happiness. This is how you do it. When you open your eyes in the morning, say to yourself, "Divine order takes charge of my life today and every day. All things work together for good for me today. This is a new and wonderful day for me. There will never be another day like this one. I am divinely guided all day long, and whatever I do, I will prosper. Divine love surrounds me, enfolds me, and enwraps me, and I go forth in peace. Whenever my attention wanders away from that which is good and constructive, I will immediately bring it back to the contemplation of that which is lovely and of good report. I am a spiritual and mental magnet, attracting to myself all things that bless and prosper me. I am going to be a wonderful success in all my undertakings today. I am definitely going to be happy all day long. Start each day in this manner, then you will be choosing happiness and you will be a radiant, joyous person. He made it a habit to be happy. A number of years ago, I stayed for about a week in a farmer's house in Connemara on the west coast of Ireland. My host seemed always to be singing and whistling and was full of good humor. I asked him the secret of his happiness. "Sure, it's a habit with me," he replied. "Every morning when I awaken and every night before I go to sleep, I bless my family, the crops, the cattle, and I thank God for the wonderful harvest." This farmer had made a practice of this for over 40 years. As you know, thoughts repeated regularly and systematically sink into the subconscious mind and become habitual. He discovered that happiness is a habit. You must desire to be happy. There is one important point to remember about being happy. You must sincerely desire to be happy. There are people who have been depressed, dejected, and unhappy so long that were they suddenly made happy by some wonderful, good, and joyous news, they would react like the woman who once said to me, "It is wrong to be happy." They have become so accustomed to the old mental patterns that they do not feel at home being happy. They long to return to their familiar, depressed, unhappy state. I knew an elderly woman in England who had arthritis for many years. She would pat herself on the knee and say, "My arthritis is bad today. I can't possibly go out. My arthritis keeps me miserable." As a result of her condition, this woman got a lot of attention from her son, daughter, and neighbors. She really wanted her arthritis. She enjoyed her misery, as she called it. On the level of her subconscious mind, she did not really want to be happy. I suggested a curative procedure to her. I wrote some biblical verses down and told her that if she gave attention to these truths, her mental attitude would undoubtedly change. Her faith and confidence would be restored to health. She was not interested. Like many people, she suffered from a peculiar mental morbid streak. She enjoyed being miserable and sad, or at least she enjoyed the benefits that her misery brought her. Oh, there's such good stuff here. Murphy was so ahead of his time, but the one thing he's missing here is how self-sabotaging we all are when it comes to embracing his ideas. If you want to learn more about that, and better yet, understand how you can let all that stuff go and embrace these new ideas on an energetic level, check out the show notes. Why choose unhappiness? Many people choose unhappiness without realizing that they are doing so. They do so by entertaining such ideas as these. "Today is a black day. Everything is going wrong. I am not going to succeed. Everyone is against me. Business is bad, and it is going to get worse. I'm always late. I never get the breaks. He can, but I can't." If you have this attitude of mind, the first thing in the morning, you will attract all these experiences to you and you will be very unhappy. Begin to realize that the world you live in is determined largely by what goes on in your mind. Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman philosopher and sage, said, "A man's life is what his thoughts make it." The leading American philosopher of the 19th century, Ralph Waldo Emerson, said, A man is what he thinks all day long. The thoughts you habitually entertain in your mind have the tendency to actualize themselves in physical conditions. Make certain that you do not indulge in negative thoughts, defeatist thoughts, or unkind, depressing thoughts. Recall frequently to your mind that you can experience nothing outside of your own mentality. If I had $1 million, then I'd be happy. Wealth in and of itself will not make you happy. On the other hand, it is not a deterrent to happiness. Today, many people try to buy happiness by buying things. A high-definition television, the latest car, expensive designer clothes, a house in the country. But happiness cannot be purchased or procured in that way. The kingdom of happiness is in your thought and feeling. Too many people have the idea that it takes something artificial to produce happiness. Some say, if I were elected mayor, made CEO of the corporation, featured on the society page of the paper, I would be happy. The truth is that happiness is a mental and spiritual state. A promotion or external honor will not yield happiness. Your strength, joy, and happiness consist in finding out the law of divine order and right action lodged in your subconscious mind and applying these principles in all phases of your life. He found happiness to be the harvest of a quiet mind. When I was lecturing in San Francisco some years ago, I was approached by a man who was very unhappy and dejected over the way his business was going. He was the general manager of a corporation. His heart was filled with resentment toward the vice president and the president of the company. He felt that their opposition to his ideas was leading the company in a terrible direction. Profits were declining, as was market share. The company's share price was also going down, which concerned him greatly because much of his compensation was in the form of stock options. This is how he solved his business problem. The first thing each morning he affirmed quietly as follows: all those working in our corporation are honest, sincere, cooperative, faithful, and full of goodwill to all. They are mental and spiritual links in the chain of this corporation's growth, welfare, and prosperity. I radiate love, peace, and goodwill in my thoughts, words, and deeds to my associates and to all those in the company. The president and vice president of our company are divinely guided in all their undertakings. The infinite intelligence of my subconscious mind makes all decisions through me. There is only right action in all our business transactions and in our relationship with each other. I send the messengers of peace, love, and goodwill before me to the office. Peace and harmony reign supreme in the minds and hearts of all those in the company, including myself. I now go forth into a new day, full of faith, confidence, and trust. This business executive repeated the preceding meditation slowly 3 times in the morning, feeling the truth of what he affirmed. When fearful or angry thoughts came into his mind during the day, he would say to himself, "Peace and harmony and poise govern my mind at all times." As he continued disciplining his mind in this manner, all the harmful thoughts ceased to come, and peace came into his mind. He reaped the harvest. Subsequently, he wrote to me to the effect that at the end of about 2 weeks of reordering his mind, the president and the vice president called him into the office, praised his operations and his new constructive ideas, and remarked how fortunate they were in having him as general manager. He was very happy in discovering that man finds happiness within himself. The block or stump is not really there. Years ago, a friend told me the story of a horse that had been frightened by a snake next to a stump on the road. From then on, every time the horse came to that same stump, he shied. The farmer dug the stump out, burned it, and leveled it to the ground. It didn't help. For years afterward, every time the horse passed the place where the stump had been, he shied. The horse was shying at the memory of a stump. There is no block to your happiness save in your own thought of life and mental imagery. Are fear or worry holding you back? Fear is a thought in your mind. You can dig it up at this moment by supplanting it with faith in success, achievement, and victory over all problems. I knew a man whose business went bankrupt. He said to me, "I made mistakes, but I've learned a lot from them. I am going back into business, and I will be a tremendous success." He faced up to that stump in his mind, and he did not whine or complain. Instead, he dug up the stump of failure. Through believing in his inner powers to back him up, he banished all fear and thoughts and old depressions. Believe in yourself, and you will succeed and be happy. The happiest people. The happiest person is the one who constantly brings forth and practices what is best in himself or herself. Happiness and the virtue complement each other. Not only are the best the happiest, but the happiest are usually the best in the art of living life successfully. God is the highest and best in you. Express more of God's love, light, truth, and beauty, and you will become one of the happiest persons in the world today. Epictetus, the great Stoic philosopher, said, "There is but one way to tranquility of mind and happiness. Let this, therefore, be always ready at hand with thee, both when thou wakest early in the morning and all the day long, and when thou goest late to sleep, to account no external thing thine own, but commit all these to God." Summary of Steps to Happiness. William James said that the greatest discovery of the 19th century was the power of the subconscious mind touched by faith. There is tremendous power within you. Happiness will come to you when you acquire a sublime confidence in this power. Then you will make your dreams come true. You can rise victorious over any defeat and realize the cherished desires of your heart through the marvelous power of your subconscious mind. This is the meaning of whatsoever trusteth in the Lord, spiritual laws of the subconscious mind. Happy is he. You must choose happiness. Happiness is a habit. It is a good habit on which to ponder often. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. When you open your eyes in the morning, say to yourself, "I choose happiness today. I choose success today. I choose right action today. I choose love and goodwill for all today. I choose peace today." Pour life, love, and interest into this affirmation, and you have chosen happiness. Give thanks for all your blessings several times a day. Furthermore, pray for peace, happiness, and prosperity of the members of your family, your associates, and all people everywhere. You must sincerely desire to be happy. Nothing is accomplished without desire. Desire is a wish with wings of imagination and faith. Imagine the fulfillment of your desire. feel its reality, and it will come to pass. Happiness comes in answered prayer. By constantly dwelling on thoughts of fear, worry, anger, hate, and failure, you will become depressed and unhappy. Remember, your life is what your thoughts make of it. You cannot buy happiness with all the money in the world. Some millionaires are happy, some are unhappy. Many people with little worldly wealth are happy and some are unhappy. Some married people are happy and some unhappy. Some single people are happy and some unhappy. The kingdom of happiness is in your thought and feeling. Happiness is the harvest of a quiet mind. Anchor your thoughts on peace, poise, security, and divine guidance, and your mind will be productive of happiness. There is no block to your happiness. External things are not causative. They are effects, not causes. Take your cue from the only creative principle within you. Your thought is cause, and a new cause produces a new effect. Choose happiness. The happiest person is the one who brings forth the highest and the best in him or herself. God is the highest and the best in him or her, for the kingdom of God is within. That's the end of this chapter. There's so much good stuff here, but if you don't address the self-sabotaging beliefs and behaviors in your subconscious mind, nothing will change for you. Don't be a listener, be a doer. Get the change you're seeking. The show notes contain links to lanesmithbrown.com, and for more helpful information on how to really apply the concepts in this book, check out my Unleash Your Life podcast. This is Lane Smith Brown, signing off.